Avoid this L shear number 8. Building upon our previous shear, where we established the essence of L as a period of natural closeness, divine affection, and open gates of repentance, we now examine additional sources in the Torah. These sources uncover deeper facets of the unique spiritual potential available during these 40 days. A primary source for the work of El is found in Parshas Netzavim, Devarim 36. Umol Hashem likecho es levavcho ves levav zarecho v'ahavo es Hashem likecho v'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho l'man chayecho. Hashem your God will circumcise your heart and the hearts of your offspring to love Hashem your God with all your heart and with all your soul so that you may live. And Sefornoi explains that when a person makes the active effort to cleave, to be dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem reciprocates by removing the emotional and intellectual peel or blockage to Arla from their heart. This divine intervention purifies the mind, clears away misconceptions regarding the truth of Hashem, enables the person to perceive Hashem's true goodness, and empowers them to love Him wholeheartedly, thereby meriting eternal life in Olam Haba. Both the Avudraham and the Baal HaTurim point out that the initial letters, the Rashi Teves, of the words Es Levav Chav, Es Levav, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, spell out El. The Baal HaTurim notes that this scriptural allusion is the foundation for the universal Jewish custom, the Minog, to wake up early during El to recite Slichos and to seek divine mercy. Obviously, the Sfarim do it all month, and the Ashkenazim do it depending when Rosh Hashanah falls out, either a week and a half or less than a week. In the liturgy, Seder Tefillas Rosh Hashanah, the Avudraham brings an additional textual hint from Yeshaya 59:20. The Avudraham demonstrates that by joining the final two letters of Goyel and with the first two letters adjacent word Elushave, the name of the month is formed Aleph Lamed of Goyel and Elushave of Vav Lamed, combined to spell out El. The Mate Moshe in O 798 emphasizes that this allusion highlights El as the primary season specifically designated for Elushave Pesha, those who actively turn back to Hashem from their sins. Moshe Shapiro Zatzal in Shiurei Rabbeinu Chelek Aleph Amid Shon Nun Gimel, or Volume 1, page 353, makes a striking observation. Across the entire spectrum of Torah mitzvahs, there are no other topic or occasion where the Rishonim and Achronim exert such immense effort to find hints and allusions Ramazan in Tanakh as they do for the month of El. If one collects all the allusions cited across rabbinic literature, one will enumerate at least 20 distinct scriptural sources for El in the Torah. Rav Moshe Shapiro points out that some of these allusions, such as the combining the tail end letters of one word with the opening letters of the next, in the example of Goyel Lashave, seems unusually intricate and conventional. Why did our sages go to such extraordinary lengths to uncover every possible hint in El? The message to us: the commentators search relentlessly for their hints to impress upon us the monumental weight, necessity, and potential embedded in these days. Unlocking divine potential. The sheer multiplicity of Ramazan proves that El is not merely an artificial calendar addition, but an essential deep-rooted season in the blueprint of creation designed for every Jew to achieve transformation. To summarize our mindset, divine Milas Halev. When you demonstrate sincere initiative in El, Hashem promises to remove the spiritual blockages, the Arlos Halev, from your mind and your heart, to grant you clarity and Ahava. A time for Shavei Pesha. The Torah specifically anchors El in Psukim, describing redemption for those who are turning away from Averis. Recognize the value. Over 20 Ramazim in Tanakh reflect one message: do not waste these days. The sages reveal these hints so that we would appreciate the infinite value of every moment in El. Have a wonderful evening.